Welcome to the Dag Heward Mills podcast. Dag Heward Mills podcast is a broadcast outreach of Dag Heward Mills Ministries, which has the duty to bring you the very best from the vast teaching archive of healing evangelist, best-selling author, and megachurch pastor, Dag Heward Mills. Our teaching this Thursday is on the topic of abundance and how you can do well in times of prosperity as a Christian. Bishop Dag will teach you the necessity of appreciating when the Lord blesses you and the importance of making sure you give thanks adequately whilst remembering where God has brought you from. Today's message will help you to not take provision from the Lord for granted and will cause you to be a believer who is not forgetful, but rather one who gives God all the glory for what he has done and will continue to do in your life.
Our theme is abundance, and I believe it's a year of abundance. Amen. The Lord is blessing us, and we are going to experience his abundance. Amen. All right. Abundance of the Lord for our lives. Amen. Deuteronomy chapter 8, and we are reading from verse number 1. All the commandments which I command thee this day, are you with me?
Yes.
We are all reading together. All the commandments which I command thee this day shall ye observe to do, that ye may live and multiply and go in and possess the land which the Lord God, led thee these 40 years in the wilderness, to humble thee and to prove thee, to know what was in thy heart, whether thou wouldest keep his commandments or no. And he humbled thee. Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your great blessing today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
You may be seated. My subject is abundance. Amen.
Amen.
And how to abound. Really, we want to study how to abound in the things of God, how to abound in how to live in the midst of abundance.
Amen.
You know, it is one thing to do well as a Christian in times of poverty, and it is another thing to do well in times of prosperity.
Amen.
There are two different contexts altogether, two different circumstances, two different worlds. And sometimes, you know, your circumstance can greatly affect you and change what will happen in your life. For instance, an apple tree may grow very well in France. Is that not so? And it grows well in the winter and the summer and all the environment that Europe has. But if you bring that apple tree to Ghana, I still haven't seen an apple tree in Ghana. If you bring that apple tree to Ghana, right, you'll find out that even though it's an apple tree and it's of the same stock that you have over there, and it's a perfect apple tree, or a perfect apple seed, you find out that it won't grow because the circumstances are different, the context is different, the world is different. And so Christianity practiced in poverty or in abasement is quite different from Christianity practiced in the midst of prosperity. Are you understanding what I'm saying? It's far easier to be a Christian when you are poor. It's easier to be a Christian when you are in need and when you are in difficulty, it's easier because you tend to believe more because you don't have any help coming from anywhere. And then the hardships that we experience tend to humble us and tend to make us trust in God. Are you listening to me? And so it is important for Christians to know how to abound and how to be amazed. Now, Paul said this in Philippians chapter number 4. Let's turn there quickly and read that scripture together. Philippians chapter 4. And we want to read verse number 12. It says, I know both how to be abased and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. Are you there?
Yeah.
Notice verse 12. It says, I know both how to be abased and I know how to abound. Alright? So Paul said, I know how to prosper, you know, or how to abound, how to live in abundance, how to experience prosperity. And God is bringing us these lessons so that we will be ready in the day that are ahead, because I sense that God is bringing abundance into your life.
Amen.
Can I have an amen?
Amen?
How many believe in abundance from the Lord? Alright, now, in the lives of the Egyptians or the Israelites, they experienced this same thing I'm talking about. They once lived in servitude. They lived as slaves of the Egyptians. They worked for them and they toiled day and night building the cities of Egypt. And the Lord saw their suffering and decided to send a blessing and change everything. Is that not so? And so there was a coming abundance. Abundance that was about to come upon the people. And so the Lord, through Moses, prepared the people for the coming abundance. Are you listening?
Yeah.
And he prepared them by telling them what to do. And last week, I gave you one of the great keys to help you survive and help you to do well in the coming abundance that we are going to experience. And that was the key of the tithe. How many remember last week we spoke about the tithe? And he said, you shall come to the priest that shall be in those days, and you shall say, I was a Syrian ready to perish. How many remember that? We were Syrians ready to perish. And the Lord had mercy. And you say, I have arrived. I have come into the land. You know, and instead of saying, I have not arrived. Everybody will say, I have not arrived. I'm not there. I don't have anything. But we have to get to the point where we accept the Lord. Relative to how things were, you know, I have arrived. I'm much better off. I've come to a place I never thought I would even be. But you see, that's how this world is. Everywhere, you know, in every circumstance, we always feel this, you know, we don't have something, you know. But God wants us to get to the point where we say, I have arrived. Now in Deuteronomy chapter 8, he gives them another key, apart from the key of the tithe, which he gave them in Deuteronomy 26. And you must remember that Deuteronomy is like the last book of Moses, or is that not that, but one of the last books of Moses, where he was giving them these last words, preparing them for the abundance that was to come in the promised land. And in Deuteronomy chapter 8, he actually tells them what to remember. So the next key is to remember. You know, you need clearly to remember. And notice verse 8. Chapter 8, verse 1. It says, all the commandments which the Lord commands thee to observe, do them. Alright? And then verse 2, it says, and thou shalt remember. Thou shalt remember. This is a very important thing. To remember all the difficulties that you have been through. It says, thou shalt remember all the way with the Lord thy God brought thee these 40 years. To humble thee, to prove thee, to know what was in your heart. God is taking us through some difficulties. So the first thing is to remember your difficulties. When you are in a place of blessing, and see that you were once in great difficulty relative to how you are today, you are far better off. Far better off. And you must remember all the way, all the difficulties, all the challenges that the Lord brought you through. And when you do, it will really help you. You see, because people are forgetful, they become ungrateful. And when they are ungrateful, they become well-postured for a curse. When I say posture, I mean set up to be cursed. An ungrateful person is a person who is ready to be cursed. You know? So, it is important. Judas Iscariot sold Jesus Christ for 30 pieces of silver. If he had remembered when Jesus preached to 5,000 people, or he preached to thousands and he fed 5,000 people, when the loaves were multiplying in their hands, he may have thought twice. But if you remember seeing Jesus walking on the water in the middle of the night, he may have hesitated. If you remember when Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead after 4 days, standing in front of the tomb, you know, just shortly before he was crucified, not so long, Jesus raised Lazarus, a man who was dead for 4 days. If he had remembered, he would have thought twice, you know, this is not an ordinary person. If he had remembered when Jesus came out of the city of Nain and he saw this woman with her dead son, and how Jesus stopped the coffin, stopped the funeral procession. I mean, I don't know anybody who has stopped the funeral procession. And stopped the funeral in the middle of it and said, "Stop. Enough. Come, open." And he said, "Young man, I say unto you, arise. Come on. Hey, just come out of the coffin. Just come out of the coffin. Yes, now, go. Everybody go home. It's over.
That's all.
Go home. Go home. Now, cancel the funeral." I said, "I've canceled the funeral." I mean, if he could have remembered this, he would have hesitated. He would have paused. He would have said, "Hey, this man is not an ordinary man. He's God." And if he had remembered when Jesus was talking to Peter, and Peter said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the Living God," and Jesus said, "Flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, that I am actually the Christ." If he could have remembered all these, all the way for the 3 years that he had lived and walked with Jesus. If he had remembered when they were fishing and they couldn't catch anything. If he had remembered when he sent Peter to go and catch one fish and take the tax money out of his mouth. If he had remembered, he would not behave the way he did. Most of the time, the evil we begin to walk into when God blesses us with abundance is because we forget. And we have forgotten.
Mercy.
Mercy. How the Lord brought you out. If you remember that time when you didn't have any money at all, some of you couldn't give an offering of 5,000 cedis. Now you can give 5,000 cedis and it's not an issue. You see the people coming to give offering 2,000, 1,000, 5,000. And some of you, you know, you don't even count 5,000. But if you cast your mind back, you will remember. Some of you used to steal panties.
Mercy.
If you can cast your mind back, when you used to steal somebody's panties to wear, or go and buy home second-hand pants, or produce where when a white man has proven them back and you're about to buy it. So lifted up. house, there is a toilet. Maybe there are five of you using the toilet. Or maybe two of you using the toilet. And you should cast your mind back. When you didn't have a toilet in your house, and you have to get up at 4 a.m. every day regularly to go and queue.
Remember the where you've come from, the road you've come along. Number two, remember the things that
that God allowed to humble you. God has allowed certain things to come to humble you. He says, and he humbled thee. How many have been humbled in your life? You experienced something you never thought you would experience it. You never thought you would experience that. And he suffered thee to hunger. And he fed thee with manna, which thou knewest not. Neither did thy fathers know, that he might make thee know that man doth not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord thy God, doth man live. The next thing is to remember, the third thing is to remember the lessons you learned on the way to abundance. You see, many times when we are in difficulties, we learn a lesson. And we say, you know, I've really seen that it's only God who can help you. You get it? We talk like that. So I've really seen that prayer is important. I've really seen that I have to serve the Lord. I've really learned, you know, that I shouldn't disobey the word of God. I've really learned it. But then when people get into the abundance, then they forget the lessons which they learned. You must not forget the lessons you learned when you were hoping and praying, Lord, please give me money. Then at that time, when you were poor, you learned the lesson of paying your tithes. He says, don't forget how the Lord taught you that man shall not live by bread alone. When I was in secondary school, a young lady taught me how to have my quiet time. She taught me how to have my quiet time, and she blessed me, and my life is eternally changed because of that prayer. And then how to have, read my Bible. She would open her Bible to me and say, this is it. And then she opened the daily bread and said, you read this and you read that every day. And I read it and I read that. I remember I was sitting in the Western dining hall of the National Secondary School, and she taught me, read your Bible and then read this every day. It changed my life. It's a lesson I learned then in 1971. I remember that lesson. It has kept me. It's the greatest lesson I would say for my spiritual life. To learn what I've learned from the Lord through my life. I still have my Bible. I read my Bible every day. I pray every day. It's something that a lesson that I learned. How many of us, the lessons we learned, just throw them out as if, you know, in those days we were, you know, emotional or we were what? Some of you will learn how to speak in tongues when you are difficult. And when you are a big man, you stop speaking in tongues. Then something strikes you. You learn how to fellowship. When you were younger, we learned that fellowship was important. Keep coming to church. And now we have become Sunday Christians. Once a week we come to church and sit down. It's more to presenting than coming to church once a week. Just come to sit down at one service and then you just go. There's more to life, there's more to Christianity. But many of us have forgotten these lessons. Because now, you know, things are okay. You know? You learn to come for all nights. One lady, she was coming for all night praying for her husband, God gave her a husband. One day, one night, she was married at home with her husband, and her husband said, you know, he was tired, he didn't want to go for all night. And his wife said, ah, me too. I don't want to go for all night. You know that question when they ask, I'm not going, will you go? Have you heard that question before? I'm not going, will you go? It means we are not going. And she said, I also don't feel like going. So she didn't go. And as time went on, the husband began to become some way. Suddenly, she remembered the lesson that she learned of going to church, praying all night and so on. So she rushed back. Don't forget the lessons that God has. Some of you, God has taught you so many valuable things here in Ghana. So you may be in America, you may be in Germany, you may be in England. Don't forget what you learned in Ghana. Some of you young ladies, God has taught you spirituality as a single girl, without children, without a husband. Husband is the biggest baby you can ever have.
About spirituality, about God. So when he gives you shall not be by bread alone. Remember?
Remember it now.
Remember it then. When you have children, remember.
Not say, listen, I'm staying, I'm doing this, I'm doing whatever.
No! The lesson that you saw, maybe some of you saw somebody's child growing up, and the child became a terrible person. It was a lesson to you that a child must also be brought up in a particular way. Remember the lessons that God has taught you.
We come to church. We don't even bring our children.
Or we don't even let our children see that we pray.
Mercy. The next one.
Thy raiment wax not old.
Remember the miracles. Is the next one.
Remember all the little miracles that the Lord shall do in your life.
He says, thy raiment wax not old, and thy foot did not swell.
Amen. All these 40 years. Remember the blessings of the Lord. Your clothes don't get old. How many know that it's a blessing if your clothes don't get old? How many realize that your clothes get old quickly? And even so that when it's not old, you want it that you become like a uniform.
Mercy.
Mercy.
Thank God for the little things.
Koye. Thank God for the little things.
Sometimes you don't even know. You know, they say your foot did not swell. People don't know what it means when they say your foot did not swell. I remember one man, I met him in the war, on the emergency ward, and his knee was swollen. He had cancer of the knee. I tell you, you may have heard of cancer of the breast, cancer of the liver, cancer of this, cancer of that, but he had cancer of the knee. I tell you, and his knee was big, swollen, and he was experienced a very deadly disease. When I saw that man, I tell you, these things are frightening when you see them. That just your knee can start to get bigger. It's a blessing when your foot does not swell. But most of these things we don't know. That when your foot does not swell. So one day I saw a lady, her whole leg was big with elephantiasis. And I was asking my professor, how is this thing going to go? It's very difficult for it to go. Huge. The leg fat big. You haven't seen things. So sometimes we see ourselves normally, you look in the mirror normally, and everything looks normal. But thank God for the little miracles. Thank God for the little things he's done in your life. And if you can remember all these things, it will stabilize and say, the Lord has been good to me. You traveled to Takrade and you came back. You know the people who have come to Takrade and they didn't come back. All these are miracles. You see somebody sitting on a plane and you go and you come back. And you don't know that it's a miracle. It's a blessing. All these are the blessings of Jehovah. I tell you, people who forget are the most dangerous people to be around.
Because as soon as you are forgetful, you can become ungrateful. When you are ungrateful, you are postured for a curse, ready to be cursed by God because you don't remember what he has done for you.
Verse 7, for the Lord thy God bringeth thee into a good land, a land of brooks of water. You know, this is a place of abundance. God is showing you many things and he's going to give you water. I prophesy water is going to come into your life.
Amen.
You know, we think that water is to be taken for granted. Now water is sold everywhere. Everybody is doing water business. Catherine Kuhlman in her day, water was not sold. But she prophesied that water will one day be sold. You have to buy water to drink. People didn't believe that it could be possible. But today, all over the world, water is sold in bottles. And in fact, they don't drink from it, they drink from bottles. Have you put on, open your tap before and brown water came out before? I've put on my tap and tadpoles came out. Tadpoles. A tadpole is a little frog, a baby frog. You may be drinking your tea, so maybe in some part of the tea.
Yeah.
A land of wheat and barley and vines and fig trees. I see God giving you many great blessings.
Yeah.
He says, and a land where thou shalt and thou shalt not lack anything in it. A land whose stones are iron, out of whose hills thou mayest dig brass. For your land even to have gold, like we have in Ghana. When you dig, you get gold. So much so that our country was called the Gold Coast. It's a blessing, and we should thank God. Hallelujah. Now notice, when thou hast eaten and art full, then thou shalt bless the Lord thy God for the good land which he has given thee. The next thing is to bless God and to remember God. You must always be conscious of God in every blessing that you have. Amen. Whatever you have, think of God first and bless God first. Bless God first. Thou shalt bless when you are eating and you are full. Bless God. Thank him. Be grateful to God. Don't forget God. Don't forget your church. Don't forget your pastor. First thing is, when you have eaten and you have entered into abundance, bless God. Don't just have a party, housewarming party. Have a Thanksgiving service. Have a Thanksgiving party. Bless God. Let God be the first thing in your life. Thank God. Honor God. Remember God in your abundance, in your blessing, in the increase that God gives you. Bless him. He says, when you have eaten and you are full, bless God. Bless God everywhere. Bless him in your office. Bless him in your business. Bless him in your marriage. Bless him for your children. Bless him for making you full. Bless him for giving you a husband. Bless him for giving you a wife. Bless him for the children he has given you. Bless God. He says, when you have eaten and you are full, don't say, now, what can I do to expand my business? First thing, bless God. Bless God that your food didn't swell. Bless God that you are not dead. Bless God that you are not dying. Oh, man. Some of you have been to the mortuary before. I've seen little children. I've seen babies. I've seen 10-year-olds, 7-year-olds, 9-year-olds, 15-year-olds, 16-year-olds. All of them grouped in ages in the mortuary. You haven't seen it before. Thank God even for the year that you see. It's a blessing and a mercy of the Lord. That's why it says that when thou hast eaten and thou art full, thou shalt bless the Lord. Lift your hand and begin to bless the Lord for his goodness and his mercy. Father, thank you that you bless us. And you thank you that, Lord, when we have eaten and our business has worked and the company we started has worked and the thing we tried to do has worked and our chicken didn't die and our chicken laid eggs and our little business has flourished a little, we shall bless God. We shall thank God. The fact that we didn't divorce up to now, the fact that we are still alive, we shall bless God. Look, when we have eaten and we are full, the things we take for granted, we take them for granted no more. We shall bless your name, O God, for you are merciful. You are kind. Stand to your feet, everybody. Thank you, Jesus, for your blessing. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Your friend, you need more kind than I need you. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
But deep down in your heart, you know you are not born again. You are not a Christian. Or even you think you are a Christian, but you are not a born again Christian. Or maybe you don't understand what it means to be born again. You want to say, Pastor, please pray for me. Pray with me. I want to be born again. I want to give my life to God. I don't want to go to hell. Maybe you don't know whether you go to heaven or hell when you die. Pastor, please pray with me. Pray for me. If you are here like that, I want you to just lift up your right hand. Stand wherever you are. Lift up your right hand. I want to pray with you before we close the service today. Just lift it up high. Pastor, pray with me. I want to give my life to God. I don't want to go to hell. Lift it up high. God bless you. God bless you. If you've lifted up your hand, I want you to do one more thing. I want you to come to me in the front here. I want to pray for you right in the front here. Just come for whatever you are standing. Just come for whatever you are standing. Just come. Just come for whatever. Pastor, pray with me. I want you to come. Pray with me. Pray with me. Please forgive me for my sins. I realize that I am a sinner. But today, I receive Jesus as my Savior and my Lord. Please forgive me for all my sins. From today, I receive Jesus. I receive Christ as my Master and my Lord. Thank you, Father, for saving my soul. Please write my name in the book of life. From today, Jesus, I am yours and you are mine. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah.
God bless you for listening to this message. Visit www.daghewardmills.org today for more audio and video messages, information on upcoming events, and so much more. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast to receive new messages every single day. And remember, God has not given you the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind.